When Governor Doyle says the criminal justice system should focus on prevention and treatment, as well as punishment and accountability, that's good news to some inmates inside the razor wire and metal doors of the Racine prison. The prison has been running an alcohol and drug treatment program for several years. Inmates that the corrections department make available to the news media speak well of the effort. Arthur Glaude has spent the last 11 years at the prison after killing someone while drunk. He says the 4 months of treatment-related meetings and lectures he attended came as he was already trying to better himself.
The program is like, you know, that extra ride that you need. You know, it's like jumping in a car and getting an extra ride to go somewhere.
Glaude says the program helped him understand why he drank by looking at his family circumstances when he was growing up and other factors like gangs. Glaude could be out of prison in 2 years when his mandatory release date comes along. Another inmate, Jose Guerra, is 4 years into a 10-year sentence for sexual assault of a minor. He says the drug treatment program he's going through has helped him realize he's not the only one with problems.
And it makes it easier to handle, you know, reality. You know, you get out there and if you feel by yourself, you know, you're going to turn back to alcohol and drugs and stuff like that or some way to make you feel better about yourself.
Guerra says he had to wait to get into the prison drug treatment program. He's not alone. The state estimates 70% of offenders entering the prison system have drug or alcohol problems, and there's often a backlog to get into treatment. The proposed corrections budget would expand treatment to hundreds of male inmates at the Racine Correctional Institution and a smaller number of women at the Taycheedah prison near Fond du Lac. But the proposal is triggering debate. Troy Cobb is on a corrections task force of the NAACP chapter in Racine. He hopes the state would expand use of partnership programs with faith-based organizations.
There's a lot of prisoners right now that are looking for something to grasp, and faith is that common denominator that they can use, and they can carry that into a treatment program. And I just think the whole aura of the treatment becomes much more serious, and the prisoners would buy into it more.
Corrections Secretary Matt Frank says he's open to looking at more links to faith-based groups. Frank is also fielding questions about the lack of data as to how well drug treatment works in Wisconsin prisons. He says he's ready to step up an evaluation process.
As I go around the state, talk to legislators, they want to know what works, what's effective. And that's what we are concerned about. We're going to track results on this so we can produce that information. I think it's very important. I think it's an integral part of what we're doing.
But Frank and others caution the biggest factor in whether former inmates stay clean is the availability of a good job. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio, in Racine.